Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It makes one nauseous to read what Manasseh had done. Idols in the temple, witches in the palace, babies in the fire. If you were God, wouldn't you conclude that Manasseh, like his name, should be someone you would forever forget? But of course, we're not God, and that's a very good thing. What was he doing? Quote, "And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people," 2 Chronicles 33:10, still pleading for them to forsake their wickedness and come home. However, quote, "they would not listen." It seems to be the case with some that they have to experience spiritual loneliness far from home, like the prodigal, to remember with fondness the Father's house. Or as Paul would say concerning Onesimus, quote, "perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever," Philemon 1:15. Such was the case with Manasseh. Quote, "Therefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters, and carried him off to Babylon," 2 Chronicles 33:11. Yes, the devil's agents have the hooks and fetters, but end up doing the will of God. Thankfully, they can't bind the soul. Quote, "Now when he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed to him, and he received his entreaty, heard his supplication, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God." Verses 12 and 13. Isn't it astounding? God saved Manasseh. And he proved it when he returned, cleansing the land of idolatry. Say, Christian, do you have a loved one you think is far from God? I have good news. They may be far from him, but he isn't far from them. Acts 17:27. He's as close as a prayer.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.